in the great Bible account of David, and he was standing before the Philistine Goliath, the champion of the Philistine army. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 17, in verse 44 and 45, "And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." When David here speaks of the Lord of hosts, he uses a specific name of God that is given to us within the Old Testament. Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of the armies, Jehovah of power and vengeance. He's talking about God in the supremacy of his power and in his ability to exact revenge upon those who withstand his will and those who attack his people. It was by this power, and God using that power for his benefit and for his will, that David had confidence to go before the giant Goliath to be able to withstand him in mortal battle. He was able to go out as just a young man without any weaponry of any kind by comparison to that which Goliath had, without any armament that would protect him from the giant's blows upon him. But he knew that God was on his side, and that Jehovah of hosts, the Lord of hosts, would be with him, and with that knowledge in his mind, David had no fear, no concerns, except to do that which was set before him, to go to battle, and know that the victory would be granted him by God. It's not just that that name of God is applied when God is angry and seeking vengeance upon those who are outside of his people, however. Sadly, there are times when the people of God have, throughout the centuries, turned from their ways that are set before them by the Lord and have instead turned themselves over to the ways of the wicked people in the world around them. We find that this was the case during the time of Isaiah. When Isaiah is speaking about how it was that the lower kingdom of Judah and the city of Jerusalem in particular had turned away from God and had rejected their roots of faithfulness, that God would deal with them much the same way that God has dealt with all those who are unfaithful, regardless of the people and their origins, however they might be. In Isaiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 10, we read that Isaiah tells the people of Judah, "Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." Here the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of the armies, is referred to in reference of him bringing his people low when they had exalted themselves according to their own opinions, when they had turned away from the truth of God's way and turned toward the nations and their paganistic rituals. God, Jehovah of hosts, would bring them low and humble them by the punishment that he would bring upon them. We need to understand that though the name Jehovah of hosts is not used of our God in our modern day speech very often, and we don't find the same terminology used necessarily in the New Testament, that God does not change. He is still the same God, and he is still there either with us or against us to use his power according to his will. That's why the Apostle Paul said there in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" But folks, if God be against us, who can be for us? Let us make sure that we are with God as his people. Thank you for your time.